Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your very own spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing, beloved? I know you're doing wonderful, marvelous, incredible, and divine, because these are all adjectives people use to describe you. You are such a loving, nurturing, uplifting, and giving person who does such wonderful things to people that let me give you a round of applause. Yay! You truly are a blessing to all those who know you, and I want to encourage you to keep on doing what you do because you make God look great. Thank you. Thank you so much for your presence in this world. And today we are so very, very blessed. We have Young Star here today. She is going to talk to us about her movement, what motivates her, and how we can have a sense of profound faith. Young Star started at a very early age as an MC host, a.k.a. Baby E, where she was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. She was the only female with a sound called Funk Sound Disco in the early 80s. Young Star acted as a liaison and music selector at house parties, parks, and special events with communities in New York City. Young Star also spent years within the house community, including the renowned Paradise Garage in New York City. While living in Miami, Florida, Young Star acted as a hostess in clubs including Club Manhattan's, following the 15 years surrounded by great entertainers, radio personalities in the media, and radio in the reggae community. Young Star is currently pursuing avenues of activism and motivational speaking with an empowerment for women called The Movement, which she is presently enhancing and changing lives with the message and music of her movement. The Yup Yup Movement was founded by Young Star, a Knife Light promoter, as a way to help bring awareness to the plight of those of us who are less fortunate, and as a conduit for those in the industry to help give back to the community by donating their services. And without further ado, please help me welcome the beautiful Young Star. How are you doing, Young Star?
I am abundantly blessed. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you so much for being here. You are truly a blessing to everybody who knows you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ms. Star, one of the things I wanted to ask you is, how did you come up with the vision for your movement?
Well, the vision came after the cycle. You know, the cycle was the struggle. The struggles was the trials and the tribulations. So the vision came upon after those things that happened, you know, because there is no testimony without the test. And you don't realize that you're taking the test until you see if you passed or failed. And sometimes the test can go on for many, many years. So, you know, the movement came about with the vision with after everything that has happened and still ongoing.
Okay, I hear you. And what exactly does Yup Yup Movement do? Ms. Star? Okay, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty.
Sorry. Yeah, the Yup Yup Movement, the Y is for Yahweh, the U is for Universal, and the P signifies power. Putting it together, you know, putting God first, we have universal power. And the Yup Yup came from, you know, just a statement that was every time we talked about something, when I say we, meaning my women, my following, every time we discussed a particular situation or an event, whether it be political or, you know, educational that was involving the domestic violence situation, we would say yup. Yup meaning coming into agreement. Coming into agreement, it was yup, 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 and that's how it was founded.
Oh, that's beautiful. And as a leader, what motivates you to keep on uplifting and supporting the community?
My faith. Faith is not given. Faith is not learned. Faith is not earned. Faith is the walk that, you know, you go through. You know, when there is nothing else left, you know, God will show you who He is. You know, God will bring you to Him by whichever means necessary.
That is so true. And one of the things that I like about you is that you have such a deep and profound faith. And for someone listening to the words of wisdom you just said, how do they go about, what would you recommend they do to have that faith or get that faith?
Don't give up. Prayer is so powerful. You know, prayer is the promise. You know, prayer is the promise. Prayer is what kept me. What kept me through my trials and continues to keep me through my trials is, you know, the unknown and just keeping that faith. You know, keeping that faith and knowing that for everything that we go through, there is a promise. There is a promise, and you have to hold on to that. And the key, the successful key to that is not giving up, no matter what it looks like. You cannot give up. And this is written. You cannot give up.
I hear you. One of the things that I know is that people are facing so many trials and tribulations, and in the face of it, it is hard. Sometimes they may feel like giving up. They may feel like giving in. And a lot of people right now are having suicidal thoughts, feeling very, very depressed, feeling down and out because they may be unemployed or they may be facing foreclosure. To that sister or brother listening right now, what would you say to them?
What I would say to them is that they don't know how blessed they are to be in the position that they are, because for every circumstance, there's a reason for it. And I say that to say that when we think that we are doing bad, when we think or we feel that everything is going wrong, there's always someone or somebody doing a lot worse. When, you know, for an example, you know, when I thought about my issues and my problems and my circumstance, because it's just a circumstance, it's not the end, you know, then you're led to see someone else's situation, and then you become so grateful for your situation. So I say that to say that you know, the thesis, the theory that there's always somebody doing worse, there is. But for every circumstance and everything that we go through, you know, when there is the will, there is the way. You know, the same way Jesus took, He was willing to die on the cross. So we have to be set in our minds and in our hearts that our spirits will allow us to show us that whatever happens is only allowed by God. It's not over, you know. And if we put in our minds and set ourselves up to say, this is happening because God is allowing it, and I know He's not going to fail me. You condition your mind with that, nothing will trouble you, absolutely nothing.
Amen. And I have to say also to those sisters and brothers, you know, I've been there. I faced eviction. I faced suicidal thoughts as late as 2009 when I had a relapse in sickness. And, you know, even as a pastor, we come to that crossroads. And like Young Star said, you know, you can't give up. You have to know that God has something greater, and it could be right around the corner. And you just have to pray and seek His face. And one of the things that I found was that don't let go of the basics. And the basics are your Bible, picking up your Bible and saying, you know, opening it up to those favorite scriptures that get you through and help you to that breakthrough. How do you feel about that, Young Star?
How I feel about that as a human in the flesh, we all want the want, but we don't want the wait. You see, that's the conditioning of the mind. We all want, but we don't want to wait. And he that wait upon God, he shall renew their strength. This is promised, you know, and this is part of my mission because, you see, people tend to look at things for what they look like and not for what they really are. you know, and I'm not ashamed to tell folk what I'm going through and what I've been through. And for me to tell you my testimony, you know, it would take a long period of time, but just wait. It's the waiting. It is the waiting and the knowing, not the wants. So when we put the wait before the wants, everything else will change our perspective, because it's all in God's timing, because he promises us that all things work together for good.
Amen. And, you know, in his word, he says in Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And that means nothing, nothing whatsoever is impossible for God. You know, we think that whatever we're facing can be hard and difficult. And Young Star is living proof. I'm living proof that God will make a way out of no way for you. You know, when I was facing eviction, it was just like, how in the world am I going to come up with all this money for my back rent? And God said, have peace. Don't worry. I will make a way out of no way.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And he did. And if he could do it for me, he could do this and more for you. So, Ms. Star, some of the events that you have done, can you tell our listening audience about some of your past events?
Well, I had created something called the sessions, and
mm-hmm.
the sessions is it signifies the stages, you know, and the stages are the stages that we go through in life. So I decided in my spirit that, you know, I was going to have these events in sessions, and the first event that I had was session number one, and the
mm-hmm.
creation of this event was to bring a people together. The women that are focused around domestic violence, the children, the men, the pastors, the leaders, the speakers, the motivators, the musicians, the promoters, and to make this all come together, because it wasn't really put into place for what I have not seen, where I came up with this vision where we were going to have these gatherings with women and children that were abused or in situations where they could stop the politics. They could stop, you know, all the insanity that they were going on, and for one night, at the very least, come together in fellowship and bring awareness to the people, other people, to let them know what was going on. And we could do it in a form where there's music, because music is of God. You know, music will cause the devil to flee. Music is a blessing. So in the music scenario, bringing that together, we could all come in unity and fellowship and dance and have fun and favor, and we could bring awareness to folk of what's really going on, bringing it aware to the people of the political system and bringing it aware to the justifiable system and the unjustifiable system. So that was the, you know, the message in that in these particular events. The first event I had was on July 30th in Times Square, where I had Linda Clifford perform Runaway Love, Carolyn Harding, and also I had Keith Thompson perform. It was an event focused around domestic violence and victims of domestic violence.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
It was a
no-charge
event. You know, my events are, they're not to gain anything other than bringing people together, you know, so they're no-cost events. You know, it's not a cost to anyone. The only cost is to show up. That's it. It's not fun to find outside faith. Yes, thank God. You know, that God allowed me to do this with a vision. So I didn't, you know, I did this on my own budget, my own time, and so forth and so forth. So the goal is to bring these events to a higher level, to a bigger foundation, as to where it's just not limited in New York, that we can take it to another level where it passes everywhere. So, it's, you know, we can bring the awareness to a greater place.
And what are your plans for 2012?
My plans for 2012, well, there's so much to talk about. My plans are to start these seminars for children, the workshops
mm-hmm.
in the schools, bringing this more closer to the political figures so they can get more involved, the musicians and the artists. It's just so much. I plan on having an event called Release of the Shelter. And that's designated by a club that was in New York many, many years ago called The Shelter. But in this instance, The Shelter will be about women, men, and children that are in shelters in New York City where we can release everyone in the shelters and have them have a night of light night. And it's not, it doesn't discriminate by age, race, color, or your financial position. So that's the next event that's in focus. That will be session two. It's going to be called Release of the Shelter.
Nice, nice. That is, sounds so beautiful. And thank God that you, he put it on your heart to bless everyone like this. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Ms. Starr, one thing I want to, no, thank you. Can I tell you? You're, I mean, you're amazing. Now, one of the things I had to ask you is how do you have the strength to continue to do all of these amazing things, and after all the trials and tribulations that you've gone through, how do you keep yourself encouraged and lifted up? And what would you recommend to people that they do to stay encouraged and lifted up?
The only way I can respond to that is with the truth, and the truth is that I was made this way.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I was chosen by the divine glory and the grace of God. I was chosen. And, you know, although they slay me, you know, I shall not faint.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would say to a people out there is what I would continue to say is just hold on, because, you know, I'm a woman that, just to give you a brief synopsis, you know, going through domestic violence, you know, not being raised by my mother or my father, not having, you know, a family setting, and having children of my own, of which they have become very successful and very well educated. You know, love is the answer to all things. And, you know, you don't need the love of any other flesh or any other man, any other woman. When you find the love of God and love of Jesus, everything will set you free. You know, it's all about freedom, freedom from these things that torment us in our lives in the day-to-day, because they're just things. Because when we renew the mind, you know, the mind will allow us to set ourselves free, and that's what it took for me. You know, and I continue to go through the struggles every day. Let's not get it twisted. You know, I'm continuing to go through this as we speak, you know, because success is also a very lonely road. You know, it's a very lonely road, but I do believe that whatever is designed by God shall be done. You know, it's part of God's plan. Everything that happens is part of the plan. Whether it be good, bad, or indifferent, it's part of the plan. Accept it, work with it, hold on, and just let it happen. Because we cannot stop what is ordained. We can accept what is ordained.
I had to say that you said the key word, ordained. You know, people think that they can add, subtract, multiply, and divide to make it happen. Like, they're God. And really, God's the one who ordains your footsteps. He knows every hair in your head. He knows every fiber in your body. And he's the one who puts it together for you and has outlined where your life is going. And it's all good. And hearing you say that you are leaving it in his hands, that you know that he made you and he made you for a purpose, and you're living out that purpose and you're trusting him for it, that's encouraging. And it's encouraging to our listeners, because they are also leaving it in God's hands and having trust and faith that he is directing their footsteps. So having a leader come on and confirm that word, do you know how powerful that is, sister?
But you know what? Let me not get it misconstrued. It's only when you know that you have done all that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Not the little bit that you can do, but you have done all that you can do. And I'm going to give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
I was married to my husband for 13 years. I left. I came back. I left. I came back. I made this life, this man, my God, and I did not do what I knew what I was supposed to do. My heart was telling me to do what God was telling me to do. Okay? So in the process, only three know the truth, and we all are going to face judgment. That's one thing we cannot hide from. We can't run. We can't even escape death from judgment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he knows, and I know, and God knows what was done. And after all was done, everything was taken away from me. I lost my homes. I lost all my money. I even lost my identity.
Mm.
And to continue the struggle in divorce court for 4 years where this man would not let me free, would not give me what I was entitled to,
mm-hmm.
it comes a point where you have to stop. And this particular situation is saying, you know what? It's not the issue of pride or winning anymore, because sometimes winning is losing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and winning doesn't mean the prize is the reflection of the success of the dollar or the success of the final word, because the final word is not here in this world. It's not here in this world. So when I was able to realize that after I had done all that I could do, I thought all that I could do, I came to the realization, and with the divine spirit and the word of God telling me, it's my turn now. So there comes a time where your spirit will allow you to just let it go. And when you let it go and you know that you've done all you can do, that's when you become free and you let God do a work. Because greater is He that is in me.
Mm-hmm. Now, in reflection back on the situation, do you think you could have let go earlier and come to that peace earlier?
Well, you know, there was a part of me that felt extremely cheated, not just
mm-hmm.
cheated on, you know, with, you know, not being monogamous enough, but just being cheated and being beaten and being abused. And I wanted to fight for what was mine. I wanted to fight back so bad. You know, I wanted to, you know, get what was mine. But I had to come to the realization after all the fighting and the struggle that, you know, it wasn't my job anymore. I had done all that I could do. There was nothing more for me to do. And that's what humbled me, you know. And being
mm-hmm.
humbled was one of the biggest pieces, because when I look at it in reality, I might have lost all the things that I've had, the things that I worked for, the things that I was robbed for and taken from me
mm-hmm.
wrongfully just to hurt me. But guess what? I'm still alive. I still know God. He knows me, and that's all that really matters.
Amen.
It's not about proving anything anymore. It's not about winning. I won. I'm free.
You did win. You're free. Freedom is winning. Freedom is winning.
Yeah.
Yes. And one of the things I wanted to point out is that in Joel 2:25 through 27, it says that God will restore what the locusts have eaten away.
Amen.
And God is a God of restoration.
Amen.
And He will bless you above and beyond anything you can imagine. And the level of influence, the level of peace. You know what? Peace is priceless.
You know,
when you look at how priceless that peace from having no knot in your stomach, from having your mind settled, you can't buy that.
No, can't.
And so you have won, my sister. You have won. You have won.
I'm claiming it. I claim victory. I eat victory. I sleep victory. I talk victory. I walk victory. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. I'm a victor.
You are. You are. And you're a victor that's helping bless this world and bless others so that they can be victorious as well. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. Well, we have come to the end of our show. I told you 30 minutes was going to go quick.
It
went quick. Oh, my goodness. This was such a blessing having you. I know I was blessed by hearing your testimony, hearing what you're doing. And one of the things I wanted to ask you was, you know, you're so inspirational, motivating, and you have a lot going on that can help people. Can you please tell us where are the best avenues to reach you if someone wants to get in contact with you?
Sure. You can reach me at Youngstarr, which is spelled YoungStarr 7777 at gmail.com. That's Youngstarr with two R's, 7777 at gmail.com. The website is up and coming. 2012 is a new year, bringing forth new things that I look forward to. You know, the seminars and the speakings and the events. So we're looking forward to that for 2012.
Okay, and Young Star also has a Facebook fan page, which is called Young Star Movement.
Yes, thank you for reminding me about that.
Yes, and if you love some of the inspirational things that you heard her say today, you're going to love going onto her page and liking it and looking at all the inspirational words, because let me tell you, she keeps it coming. So please like her fan page and, you know, send her a friend request, because she is on Facebook, and she, you know, that's how we got in contact, through Facebook and just picking up the phone and saying hello. So if you want somebody who's real, going to talk to you and be a good motivation for you, Young Star is the person. And also, if you want her to come to do a motivational speech, do a workshop or presentation again, contact her at youngstarr, that's 477777, at what?
gmail.com.
At gmail.com, and she will respond to you. Okay, Ms. Star, thank you so much for coming on Taboo Talk. You were truly a blessing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And to
God
the listener,
bless everyone.
Oh, thank you. On behalf of the listener Taboo Talk, we received that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And to the listener of Taboo Talk, you are very, very special, deserving nothing less than what God has promised you, a wonderful, peaceful, happy, joyful, prosperous, abundant life. Continue seeking God's face in all that you do, and a wonderful life will occur for you. This episode of Taboo Talk, featuring your pastor, Lady Charmaine Day, and guest starring the dynamic and motivating Young Star, was brought to you to help transform your mind, body, and spirit, utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. For more information on me, Lady Charmaine Day, go to my website, www.ladycharmainday.com. That's www.ladycharmainday.com. There you can read my monthly blog, find out more about me, join my Facebook fan page, my YouTube page, and purchase items from my gift store. Also, if I'm your source of spiritual guidance, please sow seeds into this good ground by making your donation and tithes on the website. Remember, this ministry thanks you so much for your continued contribution, support, and tuning in to our Facebook, YouTube, and website pages. Remember, in all things, you are very, very special. And that's why people like Young Star comes onto the show, to uplift and nurture you and guide you, because you do so many dynamic and wonderful things for people in your life. You are precious, special, and really, really wonderful. And so again, take care. Remember, you are special. Thank you, Ms. Star, for appearing on Taboo Talk.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And to the listener of Taboo Talk, goodbye.
Goodbye. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.